I think the thing that kind of I sort of start with is, for me, quite a fundamental schism in my psyche about whether or not to have children. I mean, I started my spiritual practice 19 years ago, and I never actually had a very strong sense of I want to have children and get married and live happily ever after. That just never was my dream. It just wasn't there. So, and there was a very, very strong aspect of me that was like, absolutely not. I will not do that. And I remember seeing somebody who's an order member who got pregnant once, and then I remember seeing her getting pregnant again, and I remember this thought in my head was like, oh my God, how could she? There was this aspect of me that was just like, absolutely not. That is just not the way if you're a true spiritual seeker. And yet, the older I got, as I went through life, you know, as I went through and I was practicing, I was going more and more retreats, and there was this little, I don't know quite what it was, this little aspect of my being that would just tug at my little, please, can I have a baby? Please, can I please have one? Oh, we're on serious matter here. We're not going to trouble ourselves with that. And then it just, knock, knock, knock. Please, can I have one? Please, just a little one. And this voice just sort of started getting stronger and stronger. And I remember once being at one of the retreat centres at Tiruvannamalai, just having this absolute excruciating pain where I really felt that there was this two aspects of my being that felt like they couldn't both coexist. They just couldn't both coexist. And I was just crying my heart out, just crying and crying at the... I couldn't have both. I felt like I just couldn't have both, and somehow that felt like a real obstacle to my spiritual path. And then I read later on, someone said that, you know, if you were walking down a road and you came to like a sign and you knew this was a vital sign post, on one side it said life that way. And then it said on the other signpost, that way is enlightenment. Life, enlightenment, and you're standing there. Which are you going to choose? Which are you going to choose? Come on. And it was what was really interesting in this book that I was reading. It was actually saying that that is the false dichotomy that a lot of religious practice sets up. And actually, it really isn't that. It really, really isn't that. And I was just kind of like this blubbering heap at the signpost, at the bottom of the signpost. Kind of all soggy and limp and not, you know, not kind of thinking I could go either way. So, yeah, and I think, it is a very real, you know, I don't think we can sort of avoid it, that issue, that, you know, what's been considered real, true spiritual practice has been taking place, you know, our consideration of it takes place in monasteries, doesn't it? It takes place on the hills, it takes place in caves. Doesn't take place in the midst of family life, you know. Certainly in my sort of stereotype idea of what a spiritual practitioner is, certainly not someone that's changing nappies. You know, really, if I think about my archetypes of what that is, so there is this very real tradition, and so you know, the Buddha left his family. You know, he went forth from his family. He said, no, you know, in order to find the truth, this is what I need to do. I need to leave that. I need to leave, I need to go forth from that. So we've got some pretty powerful images about what it is to be a true spiritual practitioner, true Dharma warrior. And I don't think yet they really encompass, there's not many images out there of encompassing true spiritual Dharma practitioners with children, you know.